Intuition and intellect. Intuition is not the equal, but rather the superior of all other human faculties. It delivers the gentlest of whispers, commands from the overself, whereas the other faculties merely carry them out. It is the master, they are the servants. The intellect thinks, the will works, and the emotion drives toward the fulfillment of intuitively felt guidance in the properly developed, spiritually erect man. Intuition tells us what to do. Reason tells us how to do it. Intuition points direction and gives destination. Reason shows a map of the way there. An intuitive idea is quite different from one derived from the customary process of logical thinking. Unless it is distorted or muddled by the man himself, it is always reliable. Can we say the same of an intellectual idea? No counsel could be safer and better than that which proceeds from a man to himself by way of intuition. But first, let him be sure that it is intuition. The difference between a mere impulse and a real intuition may often be detected in two ways. First, by waiting a few days, as the subconscious mind has then a chance to offer help in deciding the matter. Second, by noting the kind of emotion which accompanies the message. If the emotion is of the lower kind, such as anger, indignation, greed, or lust, it is most likely an impulse. If of the higher kind, such as unselfishness or forgiveness, it is most likely an intuition. If it is authentic intuition, he will feel increasingly convinced by it as days and weeks pass, until in the end, its truth will seem unarguable to him. Remember that custom and habit are the great tyrants who enslave the mass of mankind. Real freedom is possible only when one is true to one's own self. Do not permit yourself to be hypnotized by the common indifference to these higher matters, but be loyal to the promptings of the spirit. A man is really free when his intuition directs his intellect and rules his energies.